For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy, along with Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly, as we continue our draft preview series with a wide receiver position. And Paul, question for the Pats if they go in that direction. Do they want a guy who plays on the inside, an outside receiver, or somebody who can do both?
Well, I mean, I think the Patriots always like the guys that can do both. But to me, the glaring need is more outside the numbers. And they have done a lot of work with that. I think Chris Hogan certainly is a guy who could play outside the numbers. Nate Washington, a veteran guy who definitely can play outside the numbers if he has something left. We'll see. So they have addressed the situation. It'll be interesting to see how much and how much resources in the draft they'd be willing to devote to that position.
You've gone to the video. Who stands out for you?
Yeah, you know, for the guys that are outside, more possession types, I like Tyler Boyd from Pitt. He's not a blazer, but he's a really nice route runner, catches the ball, a lot of production. Not going to wow you with big plays down the field or anything like that, but a really solid player. Kid from Rutgers, and you always got to keep your eye on the Rutgers guys, Bob, as you know. It's Leonte Carew. Good size, good run after the catch ability, good yards after the catch. Another guy that can play outside the numbers. He does have some issues there off the field, so be interesting to see what the Patriots think there, too.
When you talk about the inside guys, a couple of converted players potentially as slot prospects for the Pats. Braxton Miller, the former quarterback out of Ohio State, and the guy's gotten a lot of attention of late around here, Keenan Reynolds, the former quarterback at Navy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to turn it over to you for Reynolds, but I absolutely love the athlete, and I love the player. I mean, he just reeks football player, so I wouldn't be surprised if he were able to make that transition.
And on the subject of Miller from Ohio State, another program like the Rutgers one, because it's under Urban Meyer.
You know, it does. I mean, the athleticism there just jumps off the tape. The guy can fly. He hasn't been a wide receiver very long. Very little production as a wide receiver, playing on one of the most talented, schools in the country. So you would think he would have been able to find a way to get more than 20, 25 catches. But it really is an intriguing kind of guy. Do you think a little Percy Harvin with someone like that? And we know that Belichick was really enamored with Percy Harvin, once upon a time. So I wouldn't rule it out.
For Paul Perillo, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today.